At the beginning of a meeting for the Florida Senate's Committee for Criminal Justice this week, senators saw a video from 2017. It shows prominent attorney and former Democratic Speaker of the Florida House, John Mills, having a back and forth with justices at the Florida Supreme Court. Mills isn't only an attorney. He's a co-author of Amendment 4. Justice Ricky Polson asked him about what criteria someone would have to meet before getting their voting rights restored.
So it would also include the full payment of any fines?
Yes, sir. You know, all terms means all terms within the...
Mills' response is now at the heart of debate about an alleged poll tax. According to state records reviewed by WLRN, Mills was also an architect of a 1998 amendment that activists say is a big part of the reason it could cost people hundreds of millions of dollars to regain their right to vote. That 1998 amendment made it so county and circuit courts are entirely funded through fines and fees. It passed, and fines and fees went up across the state. Ashley Thomas is the Florida director of the nonprofit Fines and Fees Justice Center.
His connection with this process of fines and fees really does put what he said before the Supreme Court in a new light.
Mills did not respond to requests for comment. I'm Danny Rivero in Miami.